AJ Casavell, who had been away for good reason for a while, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. AJ, first, how are you? Are you on this trip? And how is your sleep patterns going right now?
To answer those questions in order, I am doing great, as well as I've ever done. I'm extremely happy to be a dad, and it's been awesome. I am not on the trip. I'm going back on one more week of paternity leave starting tomorrow. Okay. So I've got a few days off where I get to hang out on the couch and watch Padres baseball with my son. And I don't even remember the last question already. Oh, it's about my sleep schedule, which should tell you pretty much all you need to know.
But you
know what? Like, the lack of sleep, I'm a big fan of sleep. I think we all are. And I kind of wondered how this would all go. And you know what? It's fine. It's for a good reason. I don't like if I'm waking up in the middle of the night for my son. That's I guess the best reason possible.
I gotta tell you guys who don't get to see AJ as often as I do. I don't know if men glow, but this man is glowing. He is smiles from ear to ear being a new dad. So congratulations on that, AJ.
Thank you.
And a good thing.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and a good thing that you're in journalism, AJ, because Manny Machado went on paternity leave, and it wasn't as lengthy as yours is. So I think, you know, you've lucked out in that
regard. We have different jobs. I think my replacement level writer, like we have other people who can fill in admirably. I'm not sure the Padres necessarily do for Manny Machado at third base.
The replacement level writer that can come in. All right. Well, AJ, congrats from all of us, certainly. And enjoy fatherhood. This Padre ball club, you know, these two wins, I don't know that they covered up a lot of ills, but they sure made everybody feel a lot better heading into this road trip. When you look at the first 34 games, what stands out to you as being something really good and something that you're really concerned about?
Yeah, and just to be clear, I was calling myself the replacement level writer. The guys that started.
Oh, okay. I think we had it.
So for the first kind of 34 games of the season, I think like it's easy to overreact to some small sample size things, and so I think like some of the concerns maybe with the rotation, I would think are out of context just because of the track record of these guys and who they are. But like the concerning part for me is what's going on with Xander Bogaerts, maybe to a lesser extent, Ha-Sung Kim, but Bogaerts obviously with the contract that he has left and with the fact that he's already switched to second base and that diminishes his value a little bit. And the fact that he's just not hitting the ball hard, like the guy that we know that we've seen in Boston for all those years. Like you want to see that kind of like that needs to turn around. I think that on the positive side, some of the production that the Padres aren't necessarily getting from guys like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, like those guys have hit the ball pretty hard lately, and I think they've hit into some rough batted ball luck. And the fact that those guys maybe have underperformed what their career standards are, and the Padres are still winning games, partly because of Jurickson and Profar at the top of that lineup, because their bullpen's been pretty good. I think you can reasonably expect those guys with the underlying numbers and the hard hit rate and all those things and just who they are, they're two of the best hitters in the game. I would expect that the production the Padres are getting from Jurickson Profar at the top and from some of the younger guys at the bottom, if that continues alongside those two guys being who I think we all know they are, the Padres offense should be in a pretty good place in a league that's down offensively this year in general.
AJ, I got to ask you because you and I didn't get a chance to you know, kind of bat this around as we often do. What did you think of Mike Shildt's decision to take the run off the board and load the bases for Manny?
I think it's kind of twofold, and it's interesting because like there's the math part of the equation, and then there's the human part of the equation, and I think both of them kind of back what Mike Shildt did. The math slightly leans in Shildt's favor there. You're expected to score more runs in an inning if you take bases loaded one out over man on second two outs. I think it's maybe 0.2 of a run. So it's close enough where if Manny Machado's not the next guy due up, if you're at the bottom of the lineup or something, you could say, we'll take the run. We're fine with that. But then you've got Manny Machado who has 12 grand slams and has like a 1,200 career OPS with the bases loaded. He's the guy that you want up in that situation. And it can't have been as easy as Mike Shildt says it was of a decision to make, even knowing that the math supports him and even knowing that you have Manny Machado due up, because at the time, this was a team that was struggling. had lost five straight games, was struggling to score runs, and you get a run and take it off the board. Mike Schilt said the decision was easy afterwards. I don't know that, I mean, at least it wouldn't have been easy for me to do. And that's even understanding the math and what that all means. But Manny Machado made it pay off. I think I went back and looked at there's different run expectancy kind of charts if you really want to get into the nerd aspect of it all. But there's what your likelihood is of scoring at all in the inning. And there's basically a 1 in 3 chance that when you take that run off the board that you're not going to score a run. That's a very real possibility. If that had happened, I still think it's the right decision because you're putting your faith in one of your best hitters and because the math on the other side of it supports you. So on both sides of it, I'm good with that decision.
If easy equals fast, then I believe him. Because he didn't have a whole lot of time to think about that. Like it was,
sure.
I'm sure the pitch before, he didn't go, man, if Cronenworth gets a catcher's interference here. These are my options. What should I do here? He had to pick it pretty quick. So, you know, it's interesting, though, that the numbers end up backing him up as that pertains to it. But, AJ, I want to get back to the starting rotation because they had a bad round the last time through. They get Yu Darvish back. He throws the ball well. Joe seemed to be on his game in yesterday's ball game. Starting pitching is going to be at least the thing that they have to hang their hat on a consistent basis, right?
Yeah, I think so. And like, if that's why the last turn through the rotation, if they're losing games because of their starting pitching consistently, that's not a good sign because this rotation should be kind of the bedrock of their success going forward. So
yeah.
I think what you saw in the turnaround is maybe more indicative of what this rotation can be. I was kind of fascinated by Joe Musgrove's answer after the game yesterday. We asked him, because that was one of the worst starts I've ever seen Joe Musgrove have as a Padre against the Phillies on Friday night. They were squaring up just about everything. And he said, after that game, he said it was a lot of misplaced locations. The stuff was okay. But he wanted to make some mechanical fixes. But everyone kind of hears that, like you got to make a mechanical fix. But it's not that easy when you're in a stretch of 13 games in 13 days and he's starting every fifth day and that the bullpen session in between the starts, you got to kind of temper it a little bit because you don't want to overexert yourself because you're pitching as much as you are. And I guess Musgrove and probably in coordination with Ruben Niebla made the decision that they were going to say, screw that. Like, we're going to work hard in this bullpen session. We're going to work hard between starts. And if I'm tired on the mound for Wednesday's game, if I feel up and I feel tired, that's okay because I will have figured out mechanically what the issue is and I'll pitch through it. And so essentially that's what Musgrove said yesterday. He said he entered that start feeling pretty tired, but feeling comfortable in those mechanics and having made those adjustments. And that's key going forward to him. I mean, he has to be an integral part of this rotation. The Padres are paying him to be. He's been that guy in the past. He's a vocal leader in the clubhouse. And if he's pitching like he did during the first month of the season, that doesn't bode well. I think he's gotten off to some slow starts in the past. Obviously, there's questions about that shoulder. If this was just one of those slow starts and now you get the Musgrove that you expect, that's a really good sign for the Padres.
A lot of times we talk about the manager having to think, you know, beyond the game that he's in. This is an instance where a player is having to think beyond this one particular start, looking ahead, as AJ said, to try to get himself right so he can be consistent for a longer period of time.
Yeah, and that's the way Joe Musgrove views it. And I don't know that he's figured everything out. He might get out there in his next start and kind of revert back to the guy from the first month, but it looked yesterday like what we've come to expect from Joe Musgrove in San Diego.
The new dad, AJ Cassavell, MLB.com, is our guest here on Gwen and Chris. AJ, with Manny going back to third base, or at least for, you know, the better part of it now, you're going to see him at third base. The DH slot is kind of something that needs to be filled. You wrote about Graham Pauly today on MLB.com. People can go there and read your story. To me, this kid is really scuffling. The average is 125. Yeah. He hasn't drawn a walk yet. 4 for 32. He's struggling to, you know, play one day, not play another day. Is he going to be best served staying here and playing part time, or do they have to think about, you know, getting him back to a full time basis at AAA? And I guess the bigger question is, what are they going to do at DH? Are we going to see Donovan Solano, do you think, soon, or where do they go here?
Yeah, I think Paulie, like, they have to be thinking about that right now. I don't know whether it's a move that they'll pull in the next couple days, but we saw Grant Paulie last season and what he did in the minors. He was probably might have been the system's best hitter. He has played every day, pretty much every season. He did it in college. He did it in his first pro season. He did it last year in his second, his first full pro season. It is a hard adjustment for a guy who has played every day his entire life to start coming off the bench, playing sporadically, pinch hitting, DHing. It's an adjustment. And I talked to him about that yesterday, and he's a positive guy. He's excited to kind of learn about making that adjustment, and he wants to do it in the big league because he wants to kind of soak in big league baseball. He wants to help the Padres win. That's the mindset I would want to have. I would want a player to have if I'm the Padres. That being said, the Padres need to look big picture and think, if this is a guy that can really help us in the future, because we really like the outlook of what his bat is, but it's not quite ready, which at times so far this season, it's looked not quite ready for the big leagues. Like, what is the best avenue for that? And so if I had to guess, and I don't know what is coming in the next few days, but with Machado at third base, maybe you can get him a few more regular at bats. Maybe you can give him a chance to find that rhythm that he talked about. But if it doesn't come, then you've got to start looking at your other options. And I also think there's a ton of benefit to using that DH spot. They've ridden their regulars pretty hard defensively this season. So if you can use that DH spot to give, I don't know, Tatis a day, Kim a day, Cronenworth a day, where they're hitting, but they're not necessarily playing the field and they're not on their feet the whole time. Like, there's value in that. And with Manny Machado back at third base, like, there's also value in giving him a couple DH days here and there because he's coming off that injury, he's coming off that surgery. So different ways to look at the DH spot. I think Donovan Solano could be in that mix soon. I don't know exactly when. But right now, in an ideal world, I think Grant Paulie starts raking, and he's that guy. But it just doesn't look like it's quite there yet for him at the big league level.
AJ, as always, man, we're going to let you slide off and get back to your baby boy. I know you're excited to do that, and hopefully catch you on the next road trip. I'll see you when we get back home, actually. We'll do this again.
All right, looking forward to it,
guys. Thanks so much,
AJ. I'm good to be back.
Very
AJ
good.
AJ Cassavell, MLB.com, covers the Padres. Yeah, man, that DH thing is, I think, going to result in a move at some point. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think the Padres actually go out and do something when it's all said and done in order to address it. When that is, I'm not sure. But I think Graham is, you know, he's same thing. He's learning at the big league level.
I not mean, easy.
We just watched the number one prospect in the big league, in the minor leagues, come up and go one for whatever it was before he would sit down.
I think it was like 530.
Jackson Holliday.
And Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, that's...
Yeah, Wyatt Langford's the other big one for Texas. He has one home run this year, and that was inside
the park. It was inside the Parker, yeah. I mean,
he hit one out, and he hit like six in spring training. So
the big leagues is real. There's very few Tatises of the world that just come up and, like, just kill it. It just doesn't happen. No matter, even if you're the number one prospect, it's different for everybody. So we'll see how it rolls. We got more Gwen and Chris coming your way. A little Daily Gambit on the other side. We'll see where the bets be like. More Gwen and Chris on the way.